Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
One, two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, everybody ready for the 15-minute morning show?
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, earlier we were talking about lice, which I'm scratching my head right now. It's not because I have lice, it's just because I need a haircut. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I remember, like, you guys remember the lice checks in school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in and said they don't do them anymore. Danielle, do you know if they still do lice checks in school?
They don't. Well, none of my kids have had them, but I know that there was a lice thing going on last year, but I don't. I asked him, I said, do they call you down to the office? And they said no.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
They still do it in our school as popsicle sticks.
Really?
Popsicle sticks.
Yep.
Yeah. Or yeah. Tongue depressors, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
If somebody has lice, they check everyone else, yes.
Okay. All right. So they still do them. And I remember Jimmy Janecki, he didn't come back to class because he had lice. And I guess you get called and they call your parents to come pick you up.
Yep.
Like, how embarrassing is that? Like, that's like the child equivalent of like getting a DUI.
Who do you think it's worse for, the kid or the parent? Because the parent coming to pick him up is like, yeah, that little dirty bastard's mine.
But it doesn't mean you're dirty that you have lice. There are so many other ways to get it now, unfortunately.
It does to other 10-year-olds, Danielle.
Right.
Exactly.
Apparently, the other kids aren't saying, scientifically, it means that no. They're like, oh, you got this cooties.
I don't think they do that. I mean, when I was a kid, that was it. Everyone had, you had cooties if you had lice. But I haven't.
Kids don't pick on each other now.
Nowadays, that they're picking on each other for so many other things. I think lice is the last thing they pick on each other for.
Can you get away with lice now? This is amazing.
Yeah. You don't have COVID. He's only got lice. It's okay.
What did you want to say, Scotty?
Do they still do the scoliosis checks? I remember the gym teacher used to tell you, take your shirt off, and you'd have to bend over in front of the gym teacher.
I don't think they tell you really to take your shirt off.
Scotty, yeah, that was kind of weird.
Scotty, that wasn't scoliosis.
Was it just me?
And by the way, you were in church, Scotty. So.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Well, that also brings up the topic of what's that embarrassing thing that you think back on in school and you just still shake your head at how embarrassed you were. I remember, go ahead, Gandhi, you go.
No, you go first, because I want to go after you.
I remember I had apparently stepped in dog shit and then walked into school to the point where I'm sitting in class, and I was like, why does it smell like dog poop?
Oh, no.
And I looked down, and it's just like this big mound of dog shit on my shoe, and I was so embarrassed because I had tracked it into the room and I had to walk around in my socks for the rest of the day because the teacher wouldn't let me wear my shoes.
Oh.
It was just so embarrassing. I think back on that and I'm like, oh, I still just cringe at myself. So embarrassing.
Yeah, there are so many things that, like, at the time, you're like, oh, nobody's going to remember that. They'll forget it in 2 weeks. And then you still totally remember Jimmy Janecki never coming back. Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah. Or Joe Colicchio was getting throwing up in his hands. I'll tell you that one later.
Oh. I'd like to hear that one, too. I was getting a math award in third grade, and I didn't feel good, and they were, like, going down the list, and I was the only girl that was getting one, and as soon as they came to me, I had to get up and run out of the classroom that was in a mobile thing and puke everywhere. I puked all over the rocks. It was disgusting.
Oh,
and the whole class, I just remember looking up, the whole class was, like, standing at the door of the little mobile unit just staring at me, like, are you okay? Should we call your parents? I was like, mother, God. Terrible.
I had a spelling bee incident.
What?
So I was studying like crazy, and I was, you know, I was one of the smarter kids in class. No surprise there. And so I was really cocky. about it.
No surprise there, by the way.
No surprise there.
What?
And so they had this rule that you had to say the word, spell it, and then say the word, right? And so I was all ready to go. You know, first round, I'm going to wipe the floor with these dumbasses. And they get up there, and I get on stage, and they go, spell the word angry. And I said, A-N-G-R-Y. And they said, nope, thank you. Because I didn't say angry, A-N-G-R-Y, angry.
Right.
And so I went, wah, wah, and I walked off the stage. I was out in the first round. So F me.
Loser.
I bet they all remember. Remember when David Brody didn't say that's angry? Right. I remember.
That's right. I remember. That's all that matters.
I'm waiting for the embarrassing part.
Well, Danielle, you don't do well in game shows, so for you it wouldn't have been embarrassing.
But
for
me, it was embarrassing. Like, all you didn't do was say that part. You still spelled it the right way, so.
Yeah, but I got kicked out of the contest. I was so arrogant about I was going to win, and I was out in the first round.
I got
to a smart person, that's embarrassing.
I got to be honest. If I was one of the other little kids, I would have been the happiest kid in class when you got kicked out in the first round.
Oh, yeah, laughed.
I would have been one of those little assholes that was making fun of you.
See, Danielle, that's what I'm talking about. Those people were laughing at me.
Yeah, I got you.
Brody, was this spelling bee the jump off for the rest of your life of just like, nope, I'm going to prove people right from that moment? Was that the moment that changed the course of history?
That's when I decided to stop being wrong. Yeah. And I've been wrong since. Thank you very much, Garrett.
I bet your wife would beg to differ that you haven't been wrong since.
She'd have to pay attention to me to understand whether I was wrong or not.
Brody, will you stop?
Just tune me out.
Stop it.
All right, I have two things. You want poop or blood?
Both.
Of course it involves poop.
You know it's going to be both. Scotty.
Which one do you want first?
Poop.
Which one came out first?
Blood.
I was in first grade, and the urinals in elementary school are like they're here, but they go all the way to the floor. I don't know if, I mean, you girls don't know that, but they go to the floor. And so I was standing there with my pants around my ankles, because that's what little boys did, I guess. And as I was peeing, a little bit of poop ball came out. So I pooped on the floor.
Wait, so you have to say that again, because I think Brody said something over here.
Yeah, sorry.
A poop ball came out while I was peeing, and it fell on the floor. And there was
out of your butt, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And there was another kid there, so they called me Duty Head for like the whole rest of the year.
Oh,
can we call you Duty Head from now on?
I hate the word duty so much.
Duty Head's Scotty.
Oh, my God, Scotty.
It says Scotty B. He's Duty B now.
Scotty Poon.
In second grade, I was such a kiss-ass that if you wanted to help wash the chalkboard, you had to be the first to the sink to get the sponge. So I ran to the sink, and I slipped on water, and I bashed my nose against the sink, and I was bleeding everywhere.
Oh, my God.
So everyone's
wait,
like,
were you still the first, though, and you got to wash the board?
I know I had to go to the nurse.
Oh, okay.
Did they finally stop calling you Poopy Head for that?
I guess by second grade it changed to Bloody B. I don't know.
Scotty Blood?
Yeah.
Bloody Poop.
Yeah.
That's a bummer, Scotty.
Yeah, well.
God. What happened in third grade, Scotty?
In third grade, I wanted to be the one that to clean the erasers. They used to have this machine.
Right. You know, yeah. And
remember that thing? And all the bag fell off, and the chalk dust went into my face. And I was choking like a mother effer.
Of course you were.
But fourth grade? Okay, wow. fourth grade.
Well, fourth grade is when I faked being sick and I was in the hospital for a week just to get out of school.
What?
Wow. What do you mean?
How did you fake it into the hospital?
I never told this story.
No. I've never
heard
bad
doctors do you have?
I really did not like school in fourth grade, especially going to gym for whatever reason. You know, Brody, I'm not all that athletic.
I was
athletic.
Just going to say, this is what happens when you don't play sports.
Yeah.
You run for the eraser.
So I didn't want to go to school because there was a test or something. I don't remember. And so what I did was before the bus would come, I said, you know what? I got to get out of school today. So I would go into the bathroom, and as soon as I heard the bus pulling, I would take a cup of water, and I would go and pour the water into the toilet. So it sounded like I was vomiting. And I would just continuously vomit. And then one night in bed, I just laid like soup hanging out of my mouth with chewed up crackers.
Oh,
I was like, Mom, I threw up in my sleep. So I wound up going in the hospital for a week. And of course, in the hospital, I didn't throw up at all because I was faking it the whole time. And by the end of the week, they realized it and they were sending me home. And of course, I went into the bathroom and fake threw up. But they knew that I was, you know.
What did your parents do? Were they so mad at you?
It took a week. Yeah, I was in the hospital for a week. My parents were pissed.
Oh, my God.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. What a jerk.
Yeah, so something every year in elementary school.
Okay, what are we up to, fifth grade or sixth?
Fifth grade?
I don't remember anything after that.
Oh.
Oh, my
is that
God.
When you met the teddy bear, fifth grade-ish?
I would be, what, like 10 years old at that point?
Around, yeah.
Yeah,
10, 11, yeah, yeah, teddy bear came into play probably in fifth or sixth.
He saved
teddy
the day.
Teddy bear
came into play.
That's when we opened the bank account and got the free bear, and he was mine.
Oh, my God.
Then he learned how to make his penis throw up.
Oh, my
and
God.
And the bear.
You convinced your parents that you were sick enough to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
Because for a week.
Holy shit.
That's expensive, no less.
Right. Did you go to the a normal doctor first before the hospital to, like, check you
I
out?
I must have, and they probably said, well, we don't know what's wrong, so they admitted me. Yeah.
Wow.
I should have gone to a mental hospital.
So, wait, did
and at no point did you feel bad? Like, okay, guys, I've been in the hospital for days now. Let me
no, he didn't have to go to school. He was mission accomplished.
I was sitting there eating meatloaf, watching Fat Albert. I was so excited.
Wait, so Scotty, what was the game plan? What was the game plan? So you're in there for a week already. Like, what was the end game for you? Like,
you don't have a game plan at that point.
I was 8 or 9. I had no plan. I had no idea what was going on. I was like, this is great. I don't have to go to school. That's all I knew.
Damn. You know, your parents are like freaking out, having panic attacks. Like, what could be wrong with them?
Right. Yeah. Is that like thinking you're really sick?
Nothing.
That's terrible.
Sorry.
Scotty, never yell at your kids again. You were worse.
You're right. I fake ran away one time, too. I don't remember what grade that was in.
How'd you fake it? Well, you hide?
My neighbor was watching me in their backyard, and the kid got into a fight with the mom or whatever, and I got scared, so I ran into the bushes in front of my house, and I just stayed there for hours. And they wound up calling the police and the whole thing, and then I finally just walked into the house. I was like, hey, Mom. You know, and it was a whole fiasco because the neighbor was going nuts because
Scotty.
She was responsible for me. Oh,
and if you're going to complain about your daughter, Cooper,
yeah.
I am going to say karma is a bitch.
It's fun to watch Mini-Me try to get away with shit.
Seriously.
There is no way, Scotty, you're in the will. No way.
Nope. After all that.
Your childhood was like a comic strip.
It really was.
It was like Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
Scotty.
Okay, next.
I just remember doing theater in college, and I was doing Dracula, And I remember being on stage, and there was a pair of scissors next to us, and I picked up the scissors to do my scene, and it was real, and I cut my whole hand open. Oof. And I'm on stage, and I couldn't stop, and real blood is dripping down my hand, like not the fake blood you would pretend that, you know, you got on the stage. And it's dripping all over the stage.
You're Dracula, though.
And Dracula's right. We kept going, me and Dracula.
Wow.
Did he drink it, Danielle?
At the end, there was blood, and it was crazy, but it was like, but no one, I don't even think anyone realized it, but me, I was embarrassed for myself, but I don't think anybody in the audience even realized it. Just was a mess to clean up later on.
I might have told this on the air once, but when I was a kid, I was in first grade, and it was my birthday, and my mother had bought Hostess cupcakes for everybody for my birthday that we were going to eat after lunch, but I ate a big lunch. We ran around outside on the playground and, you know, in the schoolyard. And I was feeling kind of sick. And then there it was. It was 1 o'clock. We came back into the, you know, school all sweaty in the classroom. They sang happy birthday to me. And everyone started eating the cupcakes. And I remember just taking a bite and going like, Hostess cupcake all over the floor. I ran to the bathroom. I was horrified for weeks. You know what?
They all remember that.
The kids remember that. They remembered that right through sixth grade until we graduated.
Vomit Jones. Vomit Jones.
Preschool. So I went to, you know, like the YMCA before kindergarten and pre-K and all that. So and you would take the bus home. I was still learning how to go to the bathroom, so I would poop my pants from time to time, and they would send it home with you in a bag. They would send it home. They would send your underwear home with you in a bag.
With
they
weren't the poop stay, in it?
No, I don't know.
Again, I don't imagine they cleaned it out.
Hold on.
Well, dump it in the bowl.
But yeah, but it's still dirty.
Yeah, but you still got remnants of your shit in your
listen,
underwear,
that's
though.
Not the point of the story. My poop.
This is outrageous.
Listen, all right. So again, like I told you, I took the bus home. After about a week of this happening, I was not allowed to sit next to the window anymore because I was scared to bring home my dirty underwear, so I would throw it out the window on the way home.
Wow. And then how many times did you shit yourself?
Probably about a good week and change.
Damn, Garrett.
Again, you try to learn when you're 4 or 5 years old.
Oh my God.
So the bus driver had to, like, you know, bus driver drops you off, had to pull my parents aside and be like, hey, listen, he can't sit next to the window anymore. He's been throwing his underwear out the window.
Oh, my God.
The poop on the bus goes out.
But when you come home, your mother doesn't go, well, they don't tell you. Your mother doesn't notice you don't have underwear on when you get home?
Well, no, there was probably backup. Like, I wasn't freeballing it at the YMCA. I had backup underwear.
You wouldn't be the first guy.
Yeah.
Backup underwear. I can't. Oh,
so,
my
yeah, God. I wasn't allowed to sit next to the window.
Wow.
You can see why.
Froggy has been very quiet about his
Frog,
embarrassing
come on.
Younger years, and I know they exist.
Go ahead, Frog.
Because I got caught for doing dumb shit. Like, I didn't really do embarrassing stuff. I did dumb stuff. Like, I forged my dad's name on my report card, and then I got away with it a couple times because my report card was bad. So then I started having – I was stupid. I forged my dad's name on other kids' report cards, but he wasn't their dad. So we got caught.
Like, oh, my
stupid
God.
Stupid shit like that. Like,
dumb ass. Like,
why is this man signing this kid's report card when he's not his father? But it looked real.
My one forging story. So I forged my dad's signature one in fourth grade, I do believe. And the teacher, you know, sends it home and like we, you know, have your dad sign it on top of where you signed it. And I remember it was who had the Bigfoot pizza. Remember, was that Pizza Hut? It was like a big gigantic.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. It was Bigfoot. So it was Bigfoot pizza night. It was a Monday night. My dad signs the paper. Goes, what's this? I go, well, I tried to sign it. Takes the Bigfoot pizza and throws it across the kitchen and goes, how dare you try to sign my... All I remember is the Bigfoot pizza, and that was big. That was big, flying across the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh. You know what my brother did? My brother's a computer graphics artist, and he's so good. And it must have started way back in the day because he used to have a fake report card be sent home. And he would get all these great grades and blah, blah, blah. And then eventually my mom's like... Danny, do you notice that the school emblem is not on the top of this? I don't think this is real, right? So we figured that out. And then his biggest mistake was they were using typewriters back then to like type the thing. He thought he gave himself too high a grade, so he erased it and put a different grade, and you could see that it was erased. And my mother's like, okay, this is not, something is up here. Wow. And that's how he finally got busted. But I can't even tell you how long he must have been doing it for.
Wow.
Forget it.
We are messed up.
I was in high school, I used to cut school so much that I was able to get into the office and I stole a piece of letterhead. And I typed a letter to my parents saying that there was an error in the computer attendance system. And if you get any calls about absences, please disregard.
Oh,
and
shit.
If,
wow.
And if you
That's
have any
awesome.
Questions, please call Miriam Schlack, attendance supervisor, fake person. I made it up, Miriam. I signed it. And I put a phone number that I knew was a fax number in the school.
Oh, my
So
gosh.
It looked like one of their numbers. And they, I mean, I told them years later and they got a good laugh. But, I mean, the letters came home and they never called anybody about it.
Wow. Kids are the worst.
Yeah.
Wow. Also, please give your son Scott $100 today.
Right. Wow. I say, though, and I'm sure all of you guys probably agree, the older I get, the more I totally understand dad rage. I used to think my dad just got mad about nothing.
Right.
And now when, like, Garrett talks about his dad chucking that pizza across the house, I'm like, yeah. I would have done the same thing.
Oh my gosh.
Totally understand dad rage now.
Dad rage is a real thing.
We didn't get
thing.
To eat it, though. That was the other thing, too. It just came. It just came home.
He said, fuck it, through the whole thing.
You know what's funny is my dad did that one time, too. My mom had just baked a bunch of cookies, and I did something stupid. My dad took the cookie sheet and threw it across the kitchen. Fucking cookies went everywhere. The dogs are eating them off the floor. We never ate any cookies at all for some stupid shit I did. I was so mad.
Oh, my God.
Dad rage.
Oh, my God. You know what else my brother did? He borrowed the car. He didn't have his license. He was like a teenager. And he decided to take my dad's car without telling my dad. And he drove it someplace. But the dumbass, when he got it back, the parking spot that my dad had parked it in wasn't available. So he had to park the car in a different spot. And he got totally busted because it wasn't his. My dad's like, I didn't park my car here. What the fuck?
I got pulled over at 14 for driving my dad's Mercury Cougar because it had a V8 in it. We would go into an empty parking lot and burn the tires off and burn rubber. And I got pulled over at 14. My parents were out of town for driving his car. Got in trouble for that. Yeah.
I'm 14.
Dad rage once again. It was a lot of dad rage after that one. Yeah.
I don't see Scotty as being a dad that has dad rage,
but if
he ever did.
We still have applesauce on the ceiling from the time that, I forget, Cooper did something. I don't remember what it was, but I was so mad. I threw her cup of applesauce, and it splattered on the ceiling, and some of it is still there.
Wow.
My
father, Tony, very, very even-keeled guy, he had dad rage. When I wouldn't take I didn't want to take a bath. It was bath time. He literally lifted me up and threw me in the bath with my clothes on.
There you go.
Well,
Froggy,
scary.
Didn't
been
you do
weeks.
That to Caden once?
Down?
You picked him up and threw him in the bath or something years ago.
I threw him in the
How
pool.
How far? Are we over, by the way? I think we're over.
Oh, we're way over.
It's the 20-minute morning show.
Yeah.
Hey.
That means tomorrow we don't do it?
That's right,
we cut it off right before we talk about Froggy abusing his son. This is perfect.
No, I threw him in the pool with all of his clothes on one time. That's okay.
Nice.
It was fun.
And he got you back by wrecking
They'll get
his
us
car.
Back. They'll get us back.
They will.
Of course they will.
Yeah. Peace out, all right. Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.